The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We're talking about dieting as we head to, how many weeks again to Carnival? Literally like 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
Almost a month, yeah?
Yeah. A month and a day?
A month, yeah. No, Carnival Saturday is Valentine's Day. Yeah. I'm feeling sorry for the all your fellas.
Why?
Because you had to pay for the ticket and the clothes. Because it's Valentine's Day. But I digress. Yeah. Let's talk food first, and then we will get into that. But yeah, so literally a month to Carnival.
Yeah.
And persons are thinking about crash dieting.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea or not?
It's not the worst idea. It's not the worst idea. Because, I mean, if you've been prepping for it,
mm-hmm.
some people actually prep in order to have this crash diet. So crash diets are usually... Well, based on the definition,
mm-hmm.
Or just is broadly less calories per day. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, whether it's you eating one meal or restricting your meals, or you just a calorie counter a lot more, probably like 500 calories even, which is terrible. Because
mm-hmm.
generally women should consume 2,500, men 2,000 on a daily basis. That's like an average,
mm-hmm.
depending on if you're a regular person. Athletes will be a little bit different, and people who are unwell will be a little bit different, but yeah. So, crash diets, yeah, they work. I've seen it work.
Well, first of all, let me define diets a little more. Because you have my head, wait, so crash diets is a good thing? Because I'm thinking you're restricting yourself
mm-hmm.
from eating, period, in some cases, with some diets.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other diets that change your body chemistry.
Yes.
So that would encourage burning of calories a little faster.
Okay, so generally,
if we could define like what types of diets there are.
It's a tricky discussion because it really depends on the individual and their just general exertion on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to consume food in order to execute any workout. So generally, a lot of people will be on their final run of workouts now. Some people are actually just starting, which is
crazy.
You said it. What? It's not impossible. So, I know a lot of people who crash diet, they want visible abs, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And just to lose some water weight or just to trim down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily feel great. The feeling is the part that is always kind of tricky. But you tend to see visible abs, you tend to see some results based on the work that you've obviously put in before. So, it's just a tail end of things where you're
fine-tuning.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, depending on the results that you want to see,
yes.
your diet accordingly.
Correct.
Right. So, you mentioned abs, right? So, yeah. Can we get a diet for that one? Can we get a diet for that one?
So, usually when people make mention of their stomach, or I ask them, what is their eating habits?
Mm-hmm.
Or what are their eating habits? And what are their sleeping habits? Because sleeping is the biggest part of it. As much as you would... So, diet,
mm-hmm.
sleep, and movement. Those are the three main things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think it's just movement. A lot of people think it's just doing crunches, working on their stomach. Fun fact, if with any other muscle, whether it be your glutes, your biceps,
mm-hmm.
if you train the muscle, it will grow. But if you have fat on top of it, it'll just look big. So
I remember you saying that sometime, lah. Because you could do a whole set of abs.
You could do crunches, and it will develop your abs. I mean, mm-hmm. it will develop your core. Your core is a muscle that is very important for all movements.
Right.
If you try building that muscle in a short space of time, you will get some plump, but it'll just be under the fat to look a little bit more
plumpish.
Correct.
So for the reduction of fat, that is not a crash diet scenario.
It depends on how long you go on the crash diet for.
Okay, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, you could actually see some results. I've seen it. I've seen some cases where people don't see results. But it also depends on, I guess, they're eating habits when people see me and when people not see me. So some people say, yeah, I've only eaten this and that for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, they're snacking on a lot of other things that has a lot of calories in it. So, yeah, not really feeding into your goals.
You know, I have my mind turning right now. So, I mean, because the plan was, you know, make up. You know, the definition, making makeup. But there are those who literally, as you say, pump in for the next couple of weeks because they want that definition, and it's all part of the show,
yeah.
with the costume.
Yes.
I've seen some guys though that really kind of do the last couple of weeks pumping iron and getting that definition from in the gym to, correct, you know, come up with the...
To get a little bulky. So on the flip side, there's a pump.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to put a little bit more, keep your mass on, rather, because mm-hmm. you would have been pinning. So for instance, myself, I've been pinning a little bit of work consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So this, within the next 30 days, I'm trying to go hard. So I'm trying to eat as well as I can mm-hmm. to maintain my abs, but also to keep my muscle mass. I just keep myself looking a little plump, because I lean out very fast.
Plump. Yeah. So what do you eat then?
Good question. Most people assume that because I'm a fitness professional, I eat great. I'm not ashamed to say that I could have... So, my base is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I try to get in as least 3 meals per day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always active. So, some days I get more than 10,000 steps when I'm just dealing with clients on a daily basis, up and down in the gym. So, yeah, I get in breakfast. Sometimes it's a shake if I'm on the go. Sometimes it's eggs if I have the time.
Mm-hmm.
For lunch, depending on where I am, if I have a cooked meal, I'll eat that. But it's generally mainly protein-based. If not, I'm often in the mall, so I'll go to to one of my stores that I go to often, Boomerang in East Gates Mall, go get some food.
Mm-hmm.
For dinner, much of the same, depending on where I am. But all right. I generally get a lot of protein in, protein for sure.
So give us an idea of your plate for dinner. You say protein, definitely.
When I go to KFC,
oh, that's what you're avoiding. Is the caveat before to tell people? Well, hear what? Because everybody think I'm a fitness trainer.
My clients know it too. Leave room for it. You can't want to consume processed food fats all week, and then be like, yeah, the odd roti, the odd KFC.
Mm-hmm.
It would help. It would definitely help. And it would appease your needs, because sometimes you're staying away from it so much and then you eventually just crash out. It happens often. But my dinner, sometimes if it's not a shake, mm-hmm. it's a shake with, because of my goal right now is to kind of maintain my weight, a shake with dinner, maybe mm-hmm. some pasta, but generally it's going to be some shrimp or some chicken or protein.
So no fats. That's the difference.
So there are fats in mm-hmm. most food. So like nuts have fats, avocado has a lot of fat. So it has food that has healthy fat,
mm-hmm.
but it's the process part. I mean, the oils, cholesterol levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, your general consumption of that needs to be monitored, especially in this 90th minute here.
What are the foods that would work against the mass that you're building, that you would quicker to stay away from?
Good question. Because I burn so fast. Like, I lean out so fast. So I can mm-hmm. eat anything at this point. And my issue is, because I'm so busy, mm-hmm. I forget to eat. And it happens. I understand. Yeah.
Listen. And it's only after when you lie down on the bed and say, why my stomach feeling this way?
This is a real issue.
I forgot to eat today.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's also having available what you like eating that is on the healthier side of things. Just mm-hmm. already having it prepped. So meal prepping, that is very, very, a very good habit. I know a lot of people do it on a Sunday. They prep all their meals for the week,
mm-hmm.
especially now, because time is of the essence. It really, and you want to make sure that you maintain whatever protein balance, carb balance that you have in your plate.
The word crash itself has a negative connotation. I applaud you that you have some promoting... I applaud you that you have someone promoting crash diets. All the medical shows on the station warned against it.
So for sustained for a long period of time, mm-hmm. I would not advise. So let me just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the goal, so for instance, if people are competing for bodybuilding, they go on a crash diet. A lot of people stay away from bread. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that a lot of people stay away from, sugar. And I, time and time again, I come and I mention, if you stay away from carbs, often you're not a nice person in the spaces that you are. So
repeat it one more time, please.
If you stay away from carbs in the spaces that you are, check yourself. Because you may not be the nicest person at that point, pre-carbs.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat some carbs, it generally affects your mood in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
You need it. You need it to move. You need to build muscle. You need it to execute on a daily. So if you're staying away from the carbs, just seclude yourself.
Just know that you'll be hangry.
Yes, but the carbs are necessary for energy, for muscle growth, for all things.
Mm-hmm.
But the bread. I know a lot of people make mention of bread. I want to stay away from bread. Bread has it has different effects on people. Mm-hmm. So monitor your consumption, how it makes you feel, whether it makes you feel bloated, whether the digestion process is a little difficult. But bread is a tricky one. Bread is in itself. I know a lot of people stay away from bread, especially within this, or for this. Mm-hmm.
This time period here. But from what I get in from you is if you restrict yourself from the foods that you like, you're going to be more inclined to binge.
Correct.
On those things.
Thereafter, yes. And it also leads to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And stress leads to, it's like a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay away from food, certain foods too much, and I mean, not saying that you should not have discipline, because some people really do overdo it. Like, mm-hmm. they consume without even thinking. They just, whatever's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Mindful consumption. It will do you, it's only benefiting yourself. So sometimes my clients will say, yeah, well, I eat a salad today. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it for me. When it's really for them. Like, I didn't eat the salad. Mm-hmm. The salad is going to benefit you. Salads.
Mm-hmm.
Salads with a lot of protein. This is one thing that I would advise everybody right now, mm-hmm. especially if you're prepping. A salad a day with a lot of protein. Make sure the salad is tasting good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to add some dry leaves and you're just struggling through it. But don't drown it with dressing. Mm-hmm. Try to get the healthier dressing or even something that tastes good, but not on the healthier side, but it adds to your consumption. Like, it makes it easier, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So, a salad and protein in that salad, whether it be for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Some people, I would advise once, if you could do it twice, and you could still maintain a decent balance, because some salads, you could put more nuts and stuff in it, and some salads, you could put more fruit. So, you could have a sweet salad, and you can have a mm-hmm. savory salad.
Kind of savory, right.
So, it's up to you, depending on what you like in your salads, but a salad a day
mm-hmm. keeps the
doctor
anxiety,
bad yeah. attitude, everything away. Yeah, it's super beneficial. A salad a day.
So, what about the energy bars? You know, so they have the granolas and all of that, but they're ones that are specifically energy bars. The energy drinks we will get to in a minute.
Yeah.
But do you recommend those?
I do, but I often advise natural. So I know some people don't really like fruit, but bananas and apples, they're your friends. Like, mm-hmm. they would do so much more than a bar would do, especially in the digestion process. Mm-hmm. Digest faster, and then you'll feel lighter. So, I mean, if it's accessible and you need it, but mm-hmm. the odd time as opposed to every time, because anybody will become dependent on it, and then that in itself has its negative effect.
A whole nother connotation altogether. Going to take a short one. If you have any questions, you could send it to 306-1065. When we come back, I want to talk about supplements. Because I don't know if they have this particular one on the market, but when we come back, I will mention the name if it's still a good thing to do. We'll be right back.
Every weekday morning, Tusker Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Tune in to Benjamin's with Whole Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you. Only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters. This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Well, Welcome back, TNT, to Freedom 106.5 FM, and we're inside the Human Impact, and we're talking to Mr. Jared here, and he will be telling us about how to, you know, diet appropriately for the next 4 weeks leading up to Carnival, especially if you want to get the shredded look or you just want to drop some water weight, because I was surprised this morning to hear him actually say that crash diets can be beneficial. But when we think crash diets, we think in, you know, eating disorders, and you're kind of forgetting to eat, and you come all the way down, and then as soon as you're done and you come off of everything, you put back on all the weight. So what I was asking him off air was this thing that they use with supplements. So there was one that I used to use years ago called Hydroxycut. I don't know if it's still on the market. That's to tell you how long ago. Used it, right? And there was the effect of a lot of energy, you know, sustained energy for during the workout and all of that. And then the hunger that came after the workout, I think that was part of the process of the tablet. And then you had a strict diet after that, so the salads and the protein. So I had a lot of fish, I had a lot of nuts and salads as well. But I don't know, my meals were kind of boring, you know.
So
when you had to stick to this routine, a piece of toast in the morning with some butter, you know, that was it. That kind of very restrictive diet. And as soon as I stopped using the supplements, guess what happened?
Yeah.
Everything came back on. And it's not that I was not working out per se. Mm-hmm. It's just that I stopped taking the supplement. And then the adverse effects of it. Are there any supplements or additional tools, I guess we could use the word tools, to include with your diet that would help you along your fitness journey?
Okay, so to touch on the Hydroxycut and a lot of the other pre-workouts or supplements that are highly caffeinated, mm-hmm. so that's what gives you the energy boost. Sometimes they have a steep crash. Or sometimes they just kind of blend out. Depends on the formula.
Nah, that had a steep crash.
Right.
That was like, so, wow.
So it gives you the energy to execute your workout, high energy, and mm-hmm. then you feel hungry after because of the exertion. Your body is calling for the food. So usually what leads to the weight gain, mm-hmm. despite working out, is eating too much of the wrong thing, as opposed to eating, keeping your diet restricted, whether it be through the salads or make sure that the protein is there. The protein stays longer in your system. It holds it, repairs. It's super beneficial. Mm-hmm. Carbs as well. Carbs are not the enemy. People think carbs are the enemy.
Mm-hmm. It's trained.
Yeah, carbs are not the enemy. You need mm-hmm. carbs. You need carbs for muscle growth, for execution of anything. But, sorry, but the protein after, definitely. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people asking about Ozempic and other GLPs. Mm-hmm. Similarly, if you go on it and you come off, because you don't change your habits,
mm-hmm.
and then these things, the receptors in your body, like they have, while it's in your system, it has its effects and it will work according to how it's supposed to work. So if you know anybody who took Ozempic and mm-hmm. they look, their muscle, it affects your muscles a lot. So mm-hmm. like it breaks down your muscles, so you don't really, you lose your muscle mass basically, but you lose the fat.
Mm-hmm.
So the scale goes down, you look slimmer, but you don't look, you could tell when how someone lose the weight, whether through Ozempic or whether through
exercise,
because it's the difference in the muscle, how the muscle movement.
The thing is, I understand Ozempic to be a medication that diabetics use, and I always felt that it was not kosher to be using Ozempic to lose weight when that is like literally a life or death drug for diabetics.
Yeah.
But it was touted around the Hollywood elite as the, oh my God, the next thing is so good, and da, 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 da. And a lot of people were using it over the COVID period because they weren't as active. And I guess it was like melting off the fat while being sedentary.
Yeah, it actually works. It actually works. And there are a lot of other less invasive ones.
Mm-hmm.
That I've done in Trinidad as well. So you could do it before you had to go away and find a resource now.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of places, I don't want to call any names, but you could go and get your shot and it works. It works. Is the enemy of fitness instructors, because is a quick way,
mm-hmm.
but for some people, especially diabetics, people who actually need it,
mm-hmm.
it works. But the habits thereafter, as with all things, whether using the supplements, so in the on the topic of supplements, creatine monohydrate is something that I use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Something comes in a powder form. It's good for recovery, muscles, brain function, you name it, is one of the most researched. A lot of people have their qualms about it, but creatine monohydrate is a supplement I would advise, no matter the age.
Mm-hmm.
Not too young, but you're not too old to use creatine because it's beneficial.
All right, so a question, interesting question here. Ask about women with PCOS, if they can use Ozempic.
That, so I am one of those people who will probably say, I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of research have been done, and I know of one person who has PCOS that used it, but I didn't have a follow-up
mm-hmm.
on like the effects of it, etc., because I didn't know them personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it would, but I don't want to say for sure that it would.
That
I'm
you
sure.
would,
yeah.
Because next thing you know, they say, you see that man who was on
correct.
That particular station, and he yeah. tell me, and look at me
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have to do full research into these things, even though you're hearing it on the radio. Please do your research,
right.
Because internally, when you have the lymphatic system that does the cleansing of your body,
mm-hmm.
they would be overworked. So like your kidneys, liver,
correct.
And so on, and the damage that could be caused to those organs, you need to really research it before going on this
and go by
plan.
A prescribe, like go by a doctor. A lot
right.
of people know who they've done a course and they do it. They help people,
mm-hmm.
but they're not certified. Make sure to do your research. Not all information is good information as well. Like, there are a lot of misinformation out
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that you go by somebody that you trust so you can get the information that you need so it won't affect you in the long run. Because a lot of people have short-term goals, similar to the carnival crash diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short-term goal. But within that, you have to still function as an individual on a daily, especially if you're going to train a lot more. Make sure and maintain a certain amount of your calorie consumption should be a certain amount in order to function so you wouldn't crash out.
Because mm-hmm.
you could also crash out and it could break your ride down and you miss carnival. So, yeah.
There's yeah. that possibility
correct,
too.
Correct, you could become unwell.
And not only that, if it is you overtrain yourself, you're more than likely to injure yourself. Because that was one of the things I see on the road too. You see people walking with casts and band up their
yeah,
ankle.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
people forget also how important rest.
Rest,
is.
Yes.
So the 2 days, ease up. You know, people doing running in the morning, gym in the evening, giving the muscles some time. So sometimes, and I say this to my clients all the time, if you, let's just say we split a workout where you do some cardio in the morning and you work your biceps, for instance, the guys, or your glutes in the evening,
mm-hmm.
your body needs time to recover, right? So even if you go the next day and you say, you know, I'm just doing back.
Mm-hmm.
Your body still needs the rest. Like, your body still needs the rest to recover fully from the previous workout. You can't have your body, and then you want to consume less calories. So it's really just making sense of it. Like, think about it. If I train twice a day and I eat less, what would be the effects of that? Would it help build my muscles? Would it? So it's just really also listen to your body.
Because you have to think of the food as fuel for the body.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you're not fueling enough, under fuel training is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Your workout wouldn't be as great. The energy level obviously will be low. And a lot of people injure themselves because they're trying to push. Especially if you've been pushing a certain weight and you're under fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Likely if you're pushing that same weight is slim because you're under fuel.
Okay. I'm going back to the pre-workouts.
Mm-hmm.
The caffeine. Because everybody's talk about, oh, you're drinking the pre-workout and then you might drink a cup of coffee and then you might drink a carbonated drink later on. The levels of caffeine in your body.
Yeah.
What are the things to remember when doing those things?
So some recent studies came out, and I need to do some more research about it, but some recent studies came out saying that the weight loss process when you have a lot of caffeine drinking pre-workouts slows down. Even the muscle building process. So yes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So yeah, it really depends on how your body. So I often say give something some time.
Mm-hmm.
I know in this last minute, a lot of people will just be trying things out and hoping for the best, which is, I mean, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know you have the time, prepare mm-hmm. yourself well. Try things within reason, though. Try things, see how it affects your body, because you don't want to have problems. for short-term goals and then long-term problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and the role of water, with a couple minutes to go to 10.
Is the best thing ever. Sprinkle a little bit of salt in it just to make sure that it stays in your system. Because drinking too much water could also be a thing. But if you sprinkle a little bit of Himalayan salt in your water, it helps maintain hydration. There are also hydration packets. Shout out to GNC, we have one right now.
That was sneaky, yeah, but okay.
No, so I use creatine and amplified hydration in my water, whether I'm training or not. It helps and it gives you the little things that water doesn't give you. Probiotics. Just keep you hydrated, electrolytes, etc. So that helps. If you could hydrate through some added electrolytes in your water while you're training, that should help you sustain more than sometimes a pre-workout. It's a little healthier and it affects your body in a better way.
Now, you mentioned something that we didn't go into that was also important, probiotics.
Yes.
Entering the body. What is the role of probiotics when exercising?
So, in order to be able to, for your food to be able to be digested well and you feel the effects of what the food is supposed to do to your body, the stomach bacteria is really important. And it's, especially in women, a lot of women, I would advise, have a probiotic routine or regimen. Or at least have some way that you get some probiotics in, whether through natural or tablets, or even packets, because that also helps with your consumption, your food consumption. So if you don't have, if your level's off in your stomach and you're trying to eat a lot of protein, your body will absorb it as well if your stomach
is not
ready to receive it.
Right. Have the correct environment for the stomach. What would you suggest for probiotics? I know that accustomed to yogurts and that kind of thing, but what are the sources?
Yogurt is a great one. Greek yogurt, obviously. And there are honestly a lot of packets on the market that you can just habitually even stick in your water. It helps. It helps. It definitely helps your body in general, your skin, your brain. Yeah, probiotics, we need it. We need it. And we don't consume it enough. I don't think we are intentional enough about it. Because I don't think there's enough information about it. So I think that's something that we should spread a little bit more.
All right. And then cleanses after. You know, Ash Wednesday is the day, he laughs. Ash Wednesday is the day when you cool down and then reset.
Most people get sick after, in general. So that, before, so to touch on that as well, make sure that you have your regimen of things to keep your body at the next level. Because on a daily basis, and generally, you don't make 20,000 steps a day. So your body not respond. Well, your body not getting enough rest because Monday, Tuesday, you're not getting time to rest. It's to go and go again. Breaks down the body Wednesday. Most times people sick after. Make sure that you top up yourself with all the nutrients you need to keep yourself well.
Vitamin C, all of that.
So if you need to, when you come home after you drink the alcohol on the road, get vitamin C in. Not really necessarily tablets because they have the alcohol in your system, but any natural source, try to get it in your system because it will help for sure.
In other words, start from early now.
Start from early. Make it a lifestyle.
Right.
So you don't have to crash diet.
Yeah.
That's all. Make it a lifestyle. But if you have to crash diet responsibly, listen to your body, rest well, do all the necessary things, but make the adjustments, but listening to your body well.
Any last tips? Well, we kind of went through a whole lot of tips, but the top three, if it is that you do decide to crash diet.
If you do decide to crash diet, I don't even know what tips. Because listen to your body, so make sure and get sufficient rest. Your hydration is important. Because more than likely, you will have water. Yeah, so if you're staying away from food in general, you would at least have some water. Make sure that your water is backed with some type of electrolytes, some type of salts that could help you to carry throughout your day. So sleep, hydration, and listen to your body as a workout. Try to stay away from the 2-a-days if you're not used to it. But if you are, listen to your body well. Sleep helps with recovery. You're not going to work a miracle in a month.
All right. Thank you so much, Jared, for coming in and giving us your info. Anybody who wants to contact you shall call you on?
Our Instagram is SoBodyByBenTT on Instagram, or my number is 497-7768. 497-7768, BodyByBenTT on Instagram.
All right, TNT. So if you're really thinking about that crash diet / crash routine for the next 3 weeks, good luck. Jared probably has a system in place that you could try. All right?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.